I am untouched by the games about me. I am untouched by the games about me. Now, everywhere I look, I see games being played. I see games in the theater. I see games at the shows. I see games in books. I see games of people sitting down playing chess. People playing canasta. People playing games. And children playing games. And as the children play games, they play these science games. They play the computer games. And more they get more and more skillful, quick. Their abilities become more genius. And perhaps the geniuses that we will have in the year 2015 will be more spectacular than the geniuses of 2014. Why? Because the children are becoming more and more dynamic, more and more able to play the games in a most beautiful way, being untouched by the game and being touched by the substance of the game. Now, what is the substance of a game where you're working on your computer and trying to design a beautiful robot? So you're going to design a beautiful robot, and that's a game. Oh my, yes. They're making games, robots out of Legos and out of all sorts of unimaginable things, but they're doing it. You know, if you look at that robot out of Legos, how silly, how absolutely unrealistic, and yet they're doing it. They're doing it, and they're doing it beautifully. And little children are playing with it, and they're saying, oh, I can make a robot. I can make a man out of this. I can make a thing out of this. I can do this. And then they go and do it. Now, someone offers a suggestion, make a robot out of Legos, and children say, okay, good. I got Legos. I'm going to start building some Legos. And what do they do with the Legos? They're always building the Legos so that they're over the edge, so that they're over the very edge of their stability. They're over the edge of their ability to be whatever they're supposed to be. Like the cantilever type building that builders use. It sort of sticks out over the edge of the cliff, sticking way out, maybe 100 feet. And the house is up there. And the people are living in that house, of this cantilevered house, hanging out over this vast canyon. And you think they'd feel a little unstable there. But the people are untouched by it because they know. They know that the architect designed that house with enough of a deadhead into the cliff, into the back area, so that it is counterbalancing any weight put over the cliff. So it's like a teeter-totter. And they know, just simply, easily, if you're going to put that much weight out here and this and that and so forth, it's not the object. It's not the board of the teeter-totter. It's not the concrete slab of the cantilever. It's the balancing. Now, the cantilever has to be strong enough, the board has to be strong enough to be a teeter-totter to hold two people on the board without breaking. And sometimes it does break, but most of the time it doesn't. It's a big plank. And so the cantilever is a big sheet of concrete out over the edge of the cliff and back into deadheading into the cliff itself and covered up with enough dirt and hillside to counteract the weight that might be put on the other end of it. So it's always stable. Even if the earthquake came along, it would be always stable because it's built and designed to be stable. And there are even footers going down into the ground under the other end of the cantilever where it goes into the cliff to lock it into the cliff, to lock it into the stone, to lock it in and make it perfect. I'm untouched by the games about me. People have all sorts of games, and they say, oh, that can't be, or that can be, or that is, or that ain't. And the truth is, the games are just something to inspire us, to ignite our consciousness into thinking beyond the limit, thinking beyond the box, getting outside of the framework of saying, it can't be done. Now, we know all about science. We know about leverage. We know about conditions of how things can be done. We know about electricity. When you see these Star Trek movies and you hear this intellectual talk about the things that they're doing, you don't feel out of line. You think, okay, that's fine. Let them go. I believe in them. I believe they wrote that script so that that story is going to be true. That story is going to be real. That story is going to be beneficial. And then they go on and show you it and make you believe it as you see it because it is so realistic. I'm untouched by the games about me. I'm untouched by the fact that this is going to be so tremendous. This is going to be so outstanding. But I just say, it'll be done. It's a natural way to do things. It's a natural way to have things. It's natural. It'll be done. I'm untouched by the games about me. I look at the games and I say, wow, how spectacular. How spectacular. And when you look at bridges that are across great chasms, a bridge that's almost a mile long with a hanging out there with nothing holding it up except the top of the bridge and the cables that are on it, but no uprights coming up being supporting beams of that bridge. How magnificent! What a glorious game! And all it is somebody's imagination that it could be and that it could, and then they take that imagination and they test it. They test it to make sure that it can hold that weight. That it can hold more than that weight. That it can hold the weight of the vibrations that would go across that bridge and the undulations. And in the mind, all these things are completely solved and beautifully solved. For me, I'm untouched by the games about me. People look at these activities going on and they say, oh, that's unusual, that's not good, that's strange, that's not powerful at all. And truly, it is powerful. Truly, it is magnificent. It is fantastic. It is glorious. And yes, it is glorious. But how is it glorious? How is it glorious? It is glorious because I say I am untouched by the games about me. And when I say I am untouched by the games about me, what am I saying? I'm saying the games about me are not disturbing me in the slightest because I live by my own understanding of all that is good and beautiful and fantastic. I know that all is good. I know that the games about me are merely an illustration of what the magic of my thinking, the magic of my mind, merely an illustration of that magic and how wonderful that magic is, how glorious that magic is and how complete that magic is. Yes, because that magic is me. That magic is me and that magic is me right now. And it is wonderful. And it is marvelous. I am untouched by the games about me because the games about me do not control me. I control them. I control the games about me, and these games about me are the fulfillment of everything that I am. They are the fulfillment of every single thing that I am, and it is good and very good. Because that's the truth about me. Now, as you let yourself be in this awareness of the good about you, it will happen to you. And it will happen to you right now, because that is what you are, and that's what I am. And as you're doing this, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.